October of 1517, 500 years ago, marks the beginning of the Protestant Reformation, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the church door. The German state of Saxony, motherland of the Reformation, is full of churches, palaces, and museums that echo Luther's life and work. Here are some places in Saxony that were important to Luther, accompanied by music based on hymns that he himself composed. The city of Leipzig is where Luther took part in a great theological debate, the Leipzig Disputation, which culminated in a schism with the Catholic Church and Luther's excommunication. The new town hall stands on the site of the castle where that took place. In Leipzig's old town hall, a wonderful example of Renaissance architecture, there's now a museum of city history where you can get a feel for what the city looked like when Luther walked the streets. The museum also has art by Luther's friend Lukas Cranach, best known for his paintings of German nobility and Reformation leaders. And there are personal items from Luther's household, his wife's ornate wedding ring and his elegant drinking cup. When Luther went out to drink and eat in Leipzig, he often went to Auerbach's Keller, a famous restaurant that's still going strong. You can sit in their Luther room and order beer, wine, fish, game, and Quarkkäuchen, a dessert specialty from Saxony. The cellar's high vaulted ceiling is filled with colorful painted panels. One of them shows Luther seated with the restaurant's owner, a friend and sympathizer who helped hide him from his enemies. Luther was not the only famous patron of Auerbach's. Centuries later, Goethe liked the place so much, he set a scene from his play Faust there. The Leipzig Museum of Fine Arts has 11 paintings by Cranach, including a portrait of Luther disguised as Junker Jörg, or Squire George, when he was in hiding after his excommunication. And, of course, Leipzig has several impressive churches with ties to Martin Luther. In St. Nicholas Church, there's a Luther pulpit dating back to his time. Closer to our time, in 1989, peaceful Monday night prayer demonstrations at St. Nicholas played a key role in bringing down the communist government of East Germany. No church in Leipzig is more a part of Luther's legacy than St. Thomas, where he preached in 1539. Not quite two centuries later, Johann Sebastian Bach became the director of music at St. Thomas. Music was enormously important to Luther, who made congregational singing a part of worship and composed dozens of hymns, including the one we know as "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Bach used Luther's hymns in the cantatas that he composed for the renowned St. Thomas Boys Choir. Today, you can sit in St. Thomas Church and hear the conductor who now holds Bach's job lead the current St. Thomas Boys Choir in his music. Bach was laid to rest in St. Thomas. There's a grave marker in the floor of the church. And there's a Bach museum directly across the street. It's part of a Leipzig music trail that includes the centuries-old, world-renowned Gewandhaus Orchestra and the house where Felix Mendelssohn lived when he was its music director. From Leipzig, it's an easy day trip to the ruins of Kloster Nimptschen, the convent that Martin Luther helped smuggle 9 nuns out of in herring barrels. When Luther, who had been a monk, decided that clergy should be allowed to marry, one of those nuns, Katharina von Bora, became his wife. Torgau, the political center of the Reformation, is only 20 minutes from Leipzig. Torgau is where Luther consecrated the very first newly constructed Protestant church, the chapel of Hartenfels Castle. That was the home of Frederick the Wise, a Saxon elector, or prince, who defended and protected Luther. It was in Torgau that Luther and his followers first drafted their church's new doctrine, which became known as the Augsburg Confession. Follow the museum path to reach St. Mary's Church, where Luther often preached, and where there's a magnificent Cranach painting of the 14 Holy Helpers. Katharina Luther is buried at St. Mary's, and guides in period dress will lead you through the house nearby where she spent the end of her life. Torgau also has a monument to a pivotal moment in World War II, when U.S. forces invading Germany from the west and Soviet troops marching in from the east met and shook hands on a bridge over the Elbe River. High above the Elbe, in the charming town of Meißen, sits the Albrechtsburg, a castle built by other Saxon rulers who protected Martin Luther. Meißen is also home to the famous porcelain factory, which has created a special Luther commemorative writing set for 2017. In Dresden, the capital city of Saxony, old Lutheran meets new. The Grünes Gewölbe, or Green Vault, in the royal residence houses the world's largest collection of objects from the time of the Reformation. One of the treasures in this Baroque castle museum is Martin Luther's gold signet ring. A statue of Luther on Dresden's New Market Square commemorates the fact that he translated the Bible into German so that everyone, not just clergy who knew Latin, could read it. The statue survived World War II. It stands just outside the Frauenkirche, which did not. The Church of Our Lady was destroyed during the bombing of Dresden and lay in ruins until 2005, when it reopened after a glorious restoration. As the most perfect example of a church built to Luther's ideals, the Frauenkirche continues to embrace Luther's love of music by holding dozens of concerts throughout the year. The largest church in Dresden is the Kreuzkirche, the Church of the Holy Cross. Its famous boys' choir was founded 800 years ago and continues to perform music by Bach and others on Saturday evenings and Sunday mornings. Experience for yourself the sights, the sounds, the treasures of Saxony, motherland of the Reformation. Thanks to Edelkultur for use of the CDs Luther in Music and Celebrating Together. For more information about Martin Luther in Saxony, go to visitsaxony.com and click on Travel Topics.